The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg. Harvest is underway, and with it comes new concerns for farmers. The administration's trade policies have helped drive down the prices for crops as foreign markets, such as China, pull back on their purchases. NPR business reporter Jim Zaroli traveled from New York to North Dakota this week to cover how farmers are reacting. And he stopped by our studio. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
What are you doing in North Dakota?
Well, I got interested in doing a story on the soybean farming. It's a crop that has become one of the most important in the United States. And that's largely because of China, because of the Asian market, because soybeans are used as Chinese and other Asian countries too, but especially the Chinese have developed a taste for pork as they've, you know, as the middle class has grown. Mm-hmm. And that means there's a hunger for soybeans. And a lot of farmers now grow soybeans who didn't used to, and that's especially true in North Dakota. Farmers who used to grow wheat or barley have found that soybeans are a really profitable crop. They've developed really good, strong economic relationships with China. And now that's all been thrown into question because of the tariffs, because when the United States put tariffs on Chinese imports, China retaliated. And one of the things that they retaliated against was imports of soybeans. So I wanted to talk to – I wanted to do something on how the soybean industry has developed, how it grew, and where it stands today.
Right, because North Dakota is the fourth overall in the United States for soybean acres. Do you know when that moved up? Like you mentioned, there are a lot of farmers who didn't used to farm soybeans, and now they are doing that.
It seems like it was around the mid-90s it really took off, and there were different reasons for that, technological reasons. But one of the big things was the opening of the Chinese market. China joined the WTO in the early 2000s, and there's just been this steady growth in soybean planting.
And now it's 70%, more than 70% of North Dakota soybeans are exported, primarily to, I've read on the Soybean Council page, China, Indonesia, Taiwan, and Thailand.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a big deal for North Dakota. Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal for other states too. And North Dakota also has manufacturing. You know, I spent some time at a factory in Wahpeton. It's one more manufacturer that's been affected by the tariffs. And there are other manufacturing plants too that are being hit by it. So, you know, this is a state that exports a lot. Mm-hmm. People don't know that. People don't think about that. But it is, and so it has there's a lot at stake in terms of what's going on with our trade policy.
So what did you learn in the course of your reporting, the farmers and the manufacturers that you did talk to? Are they very open about how the tariffs are impacting their work?
You know, I know that this is a state that voted for Donald Trump, and I think a lot of people have that question. You know, well, you're being hurt by it. These tariffs, how can you still support Donald Trump? What I found talking to people was that a lot of farmers in particular think that they generally approve of what Trump is doing. They think the United States has been taken advantage of by trading partners, especially China. And there are a lot of people who would agree with that. China has done a lot of things over the years in terms of closing off its markets, in terms of subsidizing industries. China has some things to answer for. So I think a lot of people think – a lot of the farmers that I talk to think, well, yeah, it's about time that this got taken care of. At the same time, they're very concerned about what's coming, and they're very hopeful that Trump can sort of pull a rabbit out of the hat at this point and come up with some kind of trade deal that brings prices back up, because soybean prices have fallen a lot, and so have other crops. They all tend to fall together, mm-hmm. fall at the same time.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't really realize that farmers decide what they are going to grow based on contracts that are sometimes established a year, sometimes even more in advance. Did you hear from any farmers who are soybean farmers in North Dakota who are looking to bail out on soybeans and move to whatever might be next?
I think they're thinking about it. I think they don't know what to do. You know, this could all turn around in a couple months. It doesn't seem like it's going to, but it could. Mm-hmm. And then it won't have made sense to quit planting soybeans.
Sure.
They certainly are thinking about it. You know, I visited a farm family. That was one of the questions I asked. Are you going to plant – you know, they plant wheat, they plant corn, but most of what they plant are soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them that. I said, are you going to plant less next year? And they said, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you find your farmers?
Actually asked the Soybean Growers Association. And Nancy Johnson, who's the executive director,
mm-hmm.
Hooked me up with them. And you know, they were very helpful and very open and took me around their farm and took me to the grain terminal where they use. I mean, there's a huge infrastructure that's been built up in North Dakota and other states. But 20 years ago, you didn't have these, you know, you didn't have the same infrastructure to bring soybeans to market, and now you do. One of the problems for farmers in North Dakota is a lot of this infrastructure has been built to carry crops to the Pacific Northwest, because that's where crops get offloaded and sent to Asia. So it's not so easy for them to find new markets. You know, farmers in other parts of the country may have access to different ports. Here, it's really – a lot has been built up around the notion of opening up the Asian markets, and they have. And it's been great. People have made a lot of money, and now there's this big question mark.
It's – you know, you mentioned that a large percentage of North Dakota voters did go for Trump, and in terms of presidential politics, North Dakota has long been a red state with some sort of anomalies, if you will, in the congressional delegation going back, you know, for decades mm-hmm. of service from Democrats like Conrad and Pomeroy, and mm-hmm. and then now in 2012, Heidkamp barely did eke out a win over Rick Berg, and now much focus on the Heidkamp and Kramer Senate race. Do you get into the politics of this in your piece, or does it stick primarily? Obviously, there's politics when you talk about the president's
right.
Setting tariffs, but specific to the upcoming midterms.
You know, I was going to, but I think that we have people that cover politics, and I'm really in – I cover trade and economics, and so I decided to stick to that. I did hear Senator Heitkamp speak yesterday at the Big Iron Farm Show. She talked at length to the farmers there about the tariffs, about what's going on. I also interviewed Senator Hoeven. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
I just was asking him about, you know, what farmers can expect, what he's hearing from farmers, and what – you know, what's on their minds. And he basically told me that the farmers in North Dakota understand what the president is doing, trying to crack down on abusive practices by China, but they're really hoping that something can be done. They're very worried, and they really hope that there can be some kind of deal worked out, you know, over the next few months.
What do you think of Big Iron?
It was very interesting. It's, you know, and the people were very nice. You know, in a lot of places, if you walk around with a microphone recording people, they are not very friendly about it. But nobody said
anything.
You're
from New York.
I know.
Very different population.
Yeah. Well, if you walked around in New York recording people, you know, just on the street, a lot of people would say, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get that there. So, but it's very interesting. There's a lot going on there. A lot of equipment makers, farm equipment makers. A lot of farmers walking around, but a lot of companies go there to try to sell things. And of course, I was asking them two things. I was asking them, are they hurt by the steel tariffs? And they all said yes. But I also was asking them has the market seemed to soften because of the concerns in farming? And the ones I talked to also seemed to think it was.
Do you think that you will do more reporting from North Dakota?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to come back. It's always very valuable to get out of, get away from your desk, as I'm sure you know.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That was NPR business reporter Jim Zaroli. His first piece from North Dakota aired during today's Morning Edition.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.